بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. After the battle, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was walking in the battlefields of Uhud. And نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, مَا فَعَلَ عَمِّي, what has happened to my uncle? How is my uncle? Eventually, Ali radiallahu anhu locates the body of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, and he mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu has been mutilated, it has been cut into pieces. This was very painful to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to that spot where the body of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu is mutilated. And Nabi Sam says, لن أصاب بعد لم أصاب بمثلك أبدا. I don't think so I will ever be pained as much as I have been pained by witnessing the mutilated body of my beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. ما وقفت موقفا قط أغيظ علي من هذا. I haven't witnessed anything more painful, more hurtful than this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came and he has given me the glad tidings that maktubun fi ahli samawati sab', what is written in the seven heavens, that Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib asadullahi wa asadu rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inscribed in the seven skies that Hamza radiallahu anhu is the lion of Allah and the lion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamza radiallahu anhu was known as Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader and the chiefs of the Shuhada and martyrs. He was also the milk brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One, he was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he, together with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, breastfed from the same lady. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so pained by the mutilating of his body that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "If ever I have an opportunity, then I will also mutilate the bodies of the kuffar." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very upset. Next encounter, I will meet out the same and consequences to them, mutilate their bodies. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, that if you want to take revenge, then you need to exact the revenge. It must be same. And وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ, if you are patient, لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. Immediately Nabi Sam gave kafara for his qasam. He says, I will never do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the better option is to be patient. I will not mutilate the bodies of the kuffar. Then Nabi Sam, when he saw the body of his uncle Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَن تَحْزَنَ صَفِيَّةً. Other narrations, لَوْلَا أَن تَجِدَ صَفِيَّةً. Had it not been for the fear that the sister of Hamza radiallahu anhu, his sister Safiya radiallahu anha, that she will become very upset, لَتَرَكْتُهُ, I would have left Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. My fear is I don't want this to be done after Hamza radiallahu anhu. I want to leave his body حَتَّى يَكُونَ فِي بُطُونِ السِّبَاءِ وَحَوَاصِلِ الطَّيْرِ, that he can be eaten up by the predatory animals. And his hashar and his resurrection will be from these animals. So that was my desire initially. I want to do this. But my fear is others may follow suit after the demise of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. I will not do this. Eventually Safiya radiallahu anha is walking and she is coming. As she is coming to the battlefield, Nabi Sam tells the son of Safiya, tells her that, listen, stop your mother. Tell her she cannot go. So the son immediately goes and he says, Ma, you cannot go. Ya Ummah, you cannot go. Nabi Sam says, you are not allowed to go. Why am I not allowed to go? Nabi Sam says, no, you must not go. Perhaps the worry is you are going to mourn, cry. You may just lose control of yourself. She says, لَا أَحْتَسِبَنَّ وَلَا أَصْبِرَنَّ, I will hope for reward and I will be very patient when I see the body of my beloved brother. Nabi Sam says permission for her. If she is going to be patient when she sees that body, then I give her permission. She can go and see the body of her brother. Then she goes and she sees the body of her brother and she is very patient. She is not complaining about it. She sees, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up and he looks at all the shuhada of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana shaheedun ala ha'ula. They are shuhada and I am a witness for their shahada on the day of Qiyamah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the injuries and the wounds inflicted on all of these shuhada and martyrs on the day of Qiyamah, these wounds, اللَّوْنُ لَوْنُ دَمٍ وَالْرِيحُ رِيحُ مِسْكٍ. The color will be that of blood, but the fragrance will be that of musk on the day of Qiyamah. And amazing some of the incidents that we will discuss. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the body of Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab ibn Umair was the blue-eyed boy of Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُكَ بِمَكَّةَ وَمَا بِهَا أَحَدٌ أَرَقَّ حُلَّةٌ وَلَا أَحْسَنَ حُلَّةٌ لِمَّا مِنْكَ. O Mus'ab, I remember the day, there wasn't anyone that was wearing more finer clothes than yourself. No one had the beauty that you had. You were the apple of the eye of your parents. You were the blue-eyed boy on the streets of Makkah Mukarramah. If he walked the streets, then he would roll eyeballs. He was so beautiful, Mus'ab bin Umair. He abandoned all of that to become a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam recites the verse when he sees his body. Min al mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadu Allah alayhi. Amongst the believers are those that are true to the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَى وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Some have fulfilled that promise with Allah, and amongst them is Mus'ab ibn Umair. The rest of the Sahaba are waiting to become shaheed. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They will never ever change that agreement and arrangement that they have with Allah. That they are thirsty to become martyrs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mus'ab ibn Umair had sacrificed all of his luxuries to become a sahabi. At the time of his demise, they take one cloth and that is his only ownership for his kafan. Yet he could have been the richest in Makkah Mukarramah. Sacrificed it all for one piece of kafan that is not sufficient to cover the entire body. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say that فَإِذَا غَطَّيْنَا بِهِ رَأْسَ. If we covered his head, بَدَتْ رِجْلَا. His feet are exposed. We covered the legs, بَدَى رَأْسُهُ. His head is exposed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, honor the face, cover the face, take grass and cover his feet. So they took some grass and they covered it. Then Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu says, while he was eating food one day, he says that I'm eating such good food. What a delicacy I'm having today. It just gives me a flashback of Mus'ab ibn Umair and his sacrifices. What he couldn't afford. There wasn't anything he couldn't afford. He was really the rich boy of Makkah Mukarramah. Sacrificed it all for the deen of Allah. And Abdul Rahman, you still enjoying all this food? And he said, I think so. Mus'ab ibn Umair, out of humility, he's saying, Mus'ab ibn Umair was far better than myself. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, Sahaba radiallahu anhum 70, becoming shaheed. Now, Sahaba radiallahu anhum first said, let's take the shuhada and bury them in Medina Munawwara. We require assistance. After the battle, there's fatigue, there's tiredness. 70 qubur now to dig. Nabi Sam says, no, let's put in one qabr two or three Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So together with Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu was Abdullah ibn Jahsh. He was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll discuss some incident about him. So Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu anhu, he was with Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu in the same qabr.
Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, I so clearly remember the moment before the battle. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, Abdullah ibn Jahsh comes to me. He says, listen, tomorrow is the battle of Uhud. You make dua, I also make dua. Come, let's make dua. I say Ameen, you say Ameen. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, yes, yes, let's make dua. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu picks up his hands. He says, oh my Allah, grant me the opportunity to meet a ferocious and a very strong soldier from the kufar, and grant me an upper hand over him so I can kill him, and I can kill for the sake of Allah. But Abdullah ibn Jahsh picks up his hand. He says, oh my Allah, let me meet a very hard soldier, a very vicious one. Let him overpower me. Let him cut my body into pieces so I can stand in front of Allah to say, Allah, these are the pieces I have brought back to you. And this is my sacrifice. And he says, after the battle of Uhud, I'm telling myself, Sa'd, what dua you made? Look what dua he made. Eventually he was known as Al-Mujadda. The one who wanted to be mutilated didn't mind it for the sake of Allah. Body was mutilated, Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu anhu. 40 years later, after the Shuhada of Uhud were already buried, 40 years, approximately 40 years later, there was a water canal that was to be dug in the vicinity, very close to the Qubur. That's why some of the Qubur have been moved away. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their families were requested, those that were buried in that area of Uhud, to please come if anybody has to surface, identify so we can move or rebury. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I also came. When I came there, then I saw my father Jabir radiallahu anhu. I immediately identified, that's my father. When I looked, his body was as if we buried it yesterday. Hands are still soft, not even hard as yet. If you want, we can ask the brothers that are responsible for burial services that how quick they have to be, because the body starts stiffening very quickly. So he says, fresh, very agile, and everything is moving. Then he says, Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu anhu, we'll discuss his incident also, inshallah. He was buried in the same qabr as my father. So when I saw his body, he was inflicted with a wound. So his hand was covering that wound in the grave. So we moved the kafan, his hand is still there. The moment we moved the hand, the blood started gushing. We left his hand, immediately it goes back, the blood stops. Fresh blood as if he was injured yesterday. And this is the promise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on the day of Qiyamah, their wounds will come as fresh as if they were just inflicted with the injury. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, amongst them, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he meets Hamna. Hamna bintu Jahash. She was the sister of Abdullah ibn Jahash, the one that we just had mentioned now, buried together with Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu an. So she is, Nabi Sam is returning to Madina Tayyiba. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets her. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her that your brother became a shaheed. She said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi sallam is telling her, your son has become a shaheed. She says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her that your husband became shaheed, and she starts crying. And she's tearing. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this lady had a very close relationship with her husband. Look at the different effects. Patient when given the first two news. And the second one, the third one when it was given, then she breaks into tears. She enjoyed a very close relationship. We had mentioned in the Battle of Badr, Sa'd ibn Khaythama radiallahu anhu. Father and son, they had to draw lots. Then the son went into the battle. And in the Battle of Uhud now, the father comes. He has a dream before that. And in this dream, he sees his son, Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So Khaythama comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night I saw my son in the dream. And he's telling me, Ilhaq bina, come, come. Come join us. My son is eating the fruits of Jannah. He's wearing the clothes of Jannah. And he's smiling and he says, come join us. We're waiting for you. You're going to miss out. Quickly come. So I go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you had that dream? He says, no, then the shahada for you in the Battle of Uhud, you can participate. 1 year ago, son becomes shaheed. 1 year later, father becomes shaheed. So Saad, the son in Badr, Khaythama radiallahu anhu becomes a shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Usayrim was a sahabi that he just became a Muslim, goes into the battle and becomes a shaheed. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to sit with Sahaba radiallahu anhum and tell them, حَدِّثُونِي أَنْ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمْ يُصَلِّي قَطُّ. Can anyone of you tell me who is that person who is in Jannah but he performed not even one salah? Sahaba said, what? He's in Jannah but he never performed one salah? He said, Usayrim. You don't remember Usayrim, Battle of Uhud? He became a Muslim and he asked, where are the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They say that they are in Uhud. Immediately he embarks on the journey, he comes to Uhud, he fights alongside Sahaba radiallahu anhu and becomes a shaheed. He was that Sahabi, not a single salah, but he's in the high ranks of Jannah, of Jannatul Firdaus. Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was crippled. He had an injury because of which he was excused. His sons come to him and they tell him, listen, he was very desirous of participating in a battle of Uhud. So the sons prevent him and says, Papa, you're not allowed to go. So the sons go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, father can't go. He's excused. So the father comes himself, Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu anhu, comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We spoke about his injury. So he comes to Nabi Sallam, he says, my sons are stopping me. I want to participate in the battle of Uhud. So Nabi Sallam sees a genuine desire within him to participate. Nabi Sallam says, see, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ عَذَرَكْ فَلَا جِهَادَ عَلَيْكْ. You are excused, you're not bound to go out. O sons, لَا عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تَمْنَعُوهُ. But you don't have to stop him if he wants to go. Let's leave it in a balance. You don't have to go. But you all shouldn't stop him if he wants to go. Let him make his personal decision. So then he comes to Nabi Sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah, see, I've got an injury in my leg, I'm crippled. That one leg I can't walk on it properly. Do you think if I become shaheed in this battle, then I'll be able to walk 100% in Jannah? Nabi Sallam says, yes. He says, then I'm going in jihad. If I can get this leg back in Jannah 100%, I'm going in jihad. Nabi Sallam says, if there was a person who entered into Jannah by dragging his feet, was Amr ibn al-Jamu, who started running after that. Because of that one leg, and he still went out in the path of Allah. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we say, what excuse do we have? If Sahaba radiallahu anhu had to come here, what will they think of us? You see, we were people who really wanted to become shaheed. What are you all enjoying in life? I mean, sacrifice something at least. لِعِلَاءِ sunnah, for the deen of Allah, for Quran Sharif, for salah, for something. Do something to revive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, his wife comes, Hind, radiallahu anha. So when she comes with a camel. Hind bint Amr, she comes with a camel and she loads her brother, her son, and her husband. She loads all of them on the camel, three people. And she's moving this camel. As she's departing from Uhud, Aisha radiallahu anha is coming from Medina Tayyiba. And at that spot, they met, they greeted, and the camel sat and it wouldn't want to move. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, this camel, you're overloading it. Three people on one camel? No, that's a little bit of a burden. I think so, take one at a time or maybe two. So she's telling Aisha radiallahu anha, this camel is so strong, generally I can put more than even three people. Maybe if I put five and six it would manage. I'm not too sure. And in the interim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes. Nabi Sallallahu sees that this camel is not moving, yet it's a very strong camel. Nabi Sallallahu says, excuse me, Hind, what dua your husband made before Uhud? He said, he made dua, Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli khaiba. Ya Allah, do not return me to my family as a loser. Do not return me to my family as a loser. He said, no, no, this camel is commanded by Allah. It won't leave Uhud. He has to be buried in Uhud. He has to be buried in Uhud. He can't return to Madinah Tayyibah. He made the dua not to be returned. So you'll have to bury him over here. So immediately when they turn the camel to the direction of Uhud, suddenly it's walking very fast, with full strength, and it walks, and eventually Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the qubur are dug, Sahaba radiallahu anhum are buried. And an interesting point, when there were two or more Sahaba radiallahu anhum that needed to be buried in a grave, they would ask Nabi sallam, who's first? Nabi Sam said, "Ayyuhum aktharu akhdan lil Quran." Who got more Quran from them? The one who knows more Quran must be in the front facing the Qibla. The one who's got more Quran Sharif, put him in the front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq that we also love Quran Sharif, and we bring the love of the Quran Sharif and the attachment of the Quran Sharif into us. Eventually she asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please make dua to Allah that I join up the ranks of these people. I also want to become a shaheed, and I want to join them, and I want to be together with them in Jannah." And one more incident for tonight inshallah will be Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram. Abdullah ibn Amr was the father of Jabir radiallahu anhu. The day before the battle of Uhud, he calls his son. He says, "Ya Bunayya, inni la urani illa maqtulan min awwali ma yuqtal min ashabi Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The first sahaba to become shaheed, I will be amongst them in the battle of Uhud. The first, tomorrow, I'll become shaheed. Listen, oh my son, وَمَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي أَحَدًا أَعَزْ عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ عَلَى مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I don't leave anyone more important for you than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there's someone you must attach yourself with, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the first advice. Number two, I've got an outstanding debt. Make sure you pay it. Right? There are assets. And there's an amazing incident of Jabir radiallahu anhu. He had this debt to pay, and the money was not enough. And the mu'jiza of Rasulullah, when he comes, makes dua, walks in his orchard, when the creditors come, they say, "You'll never pay it. And if you can't pay it, oh son, we're taking you as a slave." He's parishan. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He pays the debt. There's still extra. They earned millions. Only because of the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just walking in that orchard. And he made dua. He says, as if the khajur never decreased. Anyway, that incident. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my death. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I leave behind my daughters, your sisters, look after them. Subhanallah. When his father became shaheed, then Jabir radiallahu anhu, first worry is the death. He settled it. Second worry was the daughters, meaning his sisters. One day he got married. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Jabir, you married?" There's a watch. He says, "Yeah, I'm married." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who you got married to?" He said, "No, a certain lady." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "No, but that lady was previously married. Why you got married to a lady, you know, who's older than you, and she was previously married?" He look at his answer. He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advice of my father was to look after my sisters. I didn't want to get married to a girl who'll be plain with them. Rather, I have to look for someone who'll be a mother to them, and I have to look after them." So he took that advice very seriously. Jabir radiallahu anhu, when his father passed away, he was only 17 years old. Maturity at that level. At 17, so mature, to take full responsibility of his sisters. To pay off the debt that was on the head of his father. Battle of Uhud, eventually his father, body is also mutilated. The kafan is not enough. The son Jabir radiallahu anhu comes and he says he wants to look at the face. Nabi Sam says, "No, no, no, don't move it. Don't look at your father's face. It's going to hurt you and pain you. It's better you don't." Then he says, "Ya Rasul." Nabi Sam says, "No, no, no." Someone else comes. He says, "Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't look." And eventually, some of the ladies started crying. One of the ladies, there was difference of opinion who it was, but one of the ladies were crying who was related to Jabir radiallahu anhu's father. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram. So Nabi Sam asked the lady, why do you cry? He says, well, this relative passed away. Nabi Sam said, there's no reason for you to cry. Why? فَمَا زَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُزِلُّهُ بِأَجْنِيَتِهَا حَتَّى رُفِعَ. The angels were covering him with their wings until he was lifted to the skies. There's no need to cry. He's in a very comfortable position now. Last point, with regards to the father of Jabir radiallahu anhu, one day Nabi Sam sees him. He says, oh Jabir, Mali araka munkasiran, you're looking very broken, down, out, you know, like you are under the weather, something's troubling you, you're broken, what's it? Like you're having a very low day. So Nabi Sam could see now, it's the loss of the father, there's a vacuum, there's a space to fill, and he's not himself, and it's troubling him, he's getting flashbacks of his father. Nabi Sam says, Jabir, let me tell you something. You know your father? He says, my father? Yeah, tell me something. He says, when your father passed away and he stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told your father, O Abdullah ibn Amr, taman, tell me, you desire whatever you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. He says, ya Allah, I can desire? He says, yeah. He says, my desire is send me back to the world. I want to become a shaheed one more time. One more time I want to become a shaheed. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. My promise is no person who passes away goes back to the dunya. No person who passes away go back to the... Okay, Allah, I got one message. You'll give my message? I got a message for my family. Nabi Allah says, I'll send the message for the whole ummah. Not only for your family. Whole ummah I'll send message. What's the message? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't ever think those that have become shaheed are dead. They are alive by Allah, sustained in a manner suitable and appropriate to their condition. Fariheen, very happy, in elation and jubilation with what Allah is giving them and distributing for them. And they are just waiting for those that have left behind to follow in the path and also become shaheed. They're waiting for the family, you'll also become shaheed. We are on a very high level. If you are going to meet us in Jannah, you'll have to follow our steps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and that ability that we make dua for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, for the achievements and the accolades of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. You know, are just like incidents for us. Yes, some people in today's day and age are loving it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, but grant us love for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم إني أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك